Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside. Repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Ha! 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 I was buying socks tonight. Felt like I should do it right. I was having underwear, but all I could think about how I care about you, Mac Weldon, and how you left me no choice but to only buy Mac Weldon.
So Wilson, I gotta buy Mac Weldon. I was thinking Wilson, I gotta buy Mac Weldon. So much product that they have, not a single one is bad. All the products you desire, crafted with natural fibers. And another thing, another, they'll get rid of all your odor. And the thing I said before, they're gonna ship it to your door.
Well, son,
I gotta buy Mac Weldon. I tell you,
Weldon.
And I say,
Wilson, I gotta buy Mac Weldon.
Golden, go to MacWeldon.com. 20% off your purchase, and your purchase will be the bomb. All you gotta do, you gotta take a do. Just take a look and use the promo code OFFBOOK. And you'll say,
Wilson,
I gotta buy a Mac Weldon.
Hey, Wilson,
you gotta buy a Mac Weldon. Are you trying to do it right? Buy some Mac Weldon tonight. Fair use. That's fair use because we didn't use all of it. Come at us, lawyers. Fair use, Mac Weldon.
I was in my shower, I was at the end of my rope, looking for suds that would give me some hope. I looked around all the computers, and I finally decided to design my soap. I designed my very own soap.
Design your soap.
Design my very own soap.
Design my soap.
Design my very own soap, and you should do it too.
Everybody knows it ain't no lie. You gotta get a soap that is personalized. All natural soap so you can be flirty without getting your hands dirty.
Oh yeah, and it's worth the hype. You can make it to your skin type.
Mm-hmm.
Essential oil, scent, and exfoliants. Design your own soap.
Here's a thing that I've got to tell. Design a soap and then name it as well. Here's a name that'll fit it just right. Or what you call your soap, off-book delight.
Each bar is vegan, gluten-free, non-GMO.
Uh-huh.
Cruelty-free, oh, you know it's great. And it's just dollars like dollars number 8.
100% satisfaction, just like they got that Costco action. If you don't like it, they'll be making it right. You're gonna want to be designing soap all night because
design your soap.
Design your soap.
Design my soap.
Is it like store soap? Nope. It's better than store soap. find a soap for you or your mom or your dad or your sister or your brother. So many soaps, it's like no other.
Get a free off-book branded vegan lip balm when you use the coupon code OFFBOOK at checkout. Guys, I'm using it right now and it's fantastic. I designed my own soap, I used it in the shower this morning, and I smell fresh and clean.
It's got so many soap options, it's like video game character creation up in there. You're gonna love it, it's gonna give you hope when you design my soap. Design your soap now, design your soap now,
design your soap now, design your soap how, you know your how, design your soap, designmysoap.com. Designmysoap.com, coupon code OFFBOOK.
The accompanist.
Thank you for joining us, LA Podfest. Woo! Woo! Gigantic ballroom.
Yeah, I need to paint a verbal picture for people that are just listening. We are in basically the Great Hall from Harry Potter.
Yeah.
It's got some with the exception that the ceiling doesn't change with the sky. It's just a nice ceiling.
There are more than one chandelier.
Multiple chandeliers.
Multiple chandeliers. And we're joined by two fabulous guests on stage. You know him from his appearances on Comedy Bang Bang, Spontaneous Nation, UCB performer, writer for Ghosted. It's Carl Tarr!
Hi! Oh! Hey!
Hey, I'm glad you're here. And you know her. She's a freak of performer at Upright Citizens Brigade and also one of the hosts of Definitely Dying, an also great podcast. Give it up for Madeline Walter! Hey!
This is Off Book, the improvised musical podcast. That's Zach Marino.
That's Jess McKenna. We forgot to do that part until just now.
We were too distracted by this glorious room.
It's very good.
Well, guys, what does this room make you think of?
It was when we were walking up and the spotlight was on the stage, it looked so much like someone was going to do their first dance at a very fancy wedding or give like a long toast.
I thought the same thing. I thought wedding, and I thought how... a wedding I went to a couple months ago looked like this, and the daddy-daughter dance was to that country song, Butterfly Kisses.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, man, Butterfly Kisses. I started trying to like razz, and then I was like, oh, Butterfly Kisses. Oh, I want a daughter. And so,
I love also that you called it the daddy-daughter dance.
Is that not what it called?
No, it's just very sweet. Father-daughter dance.
Oh, okay.
Daddy-daughter is alliterative, which is...
Daddy-daughter, diddy-daddy-daddy. Yeah.
And extra sweet, like definitely cuter to call it a daddy-daughter dance.
My bad.
No, you're good.
I know women who would not want it to be called the daddy-daughter dance.
It kind of like it's both cute and makes me a little sick to my stomach. Like,
it is walking that line of cute and like, hey, I wasn't married to my dad before.
This is a weird tradition.
Yeah, daddy is one of those really like polarizing words that certain people can pull off and certain people absolutely cannot.
Yes.
Yeah, that's how I feel about when people call, like, sort of like Matthew McConaughey style, refer to other men as brother. Like, good to see you, brother.
Hey, brother.
I feel like only commercial directors do that. They're always like, good job, brother. Like, I'm a woman.
What do you guys call your dads?
Dad.
I call him dad when I'm speaking to him and daddy to when I'm referring to him to my brothers.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm like, daddy did a... Oh, that like didn't... And I don't know. Any example sounds weird.
I haven't called my dad any like name in a while. I haven't said like dad.
You're just like you. Just,
hey. That's how our conversation started off. Also, now that my voice is finally matured, 28 years later, we sound the same. And so the conversation just goes, hey, hey. All right, I'll talk to you later.
I tried to make my voice sound like my dad's to unlock his, he has like one of those Androids that to activate it, you have to go, okay, Google. And I tried to, but it recognizes his voice, and I practiced a lot and got it to where it would recognize my voice as his. I was like, okay, Google, and it worked. it was so fun.
Google thinks your dad is so gruff. Yeah.
So you were able to like crack into your dad's phone security basically by doing a cartoonishly gruff male voice.
Yeah. I was.
Not very good security, I guess.
Bad security.
Bad security. Gotta go for that eye scan instead.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The year 2423. We cut to the Los Angeles Police Department of the future. We are in the main entryway where cops are coming in, going through a series of security protocols to get to the back room where evidence is kept in even more security protocols, secured rooms.
Welcome, officer. Please prepare for your eye scan. Eye scan passed.
Welcome, officer. Please prepare for your ear scan. Ear scan passed.
Oh, welcome, officer. Let us count your ribs. You have the right number of ribs.
Attention, officer. Checking navel piercing identification. You don't have a navel piercing that checks out.
In 2024, they were not before, but now they are.
So are dogs. Dogs are cops in 2024, 'cause they're fast and smell really good. They also smell really well. You like the way they smell. They also can identify things by smell.
Just infiltrated this precinct. You guys let me in. That was a mistake. Now I'm biting everyone on the asses.
Ow, 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 ow. If you're not really a dog, you're just a man biting a bunch of people. What's wrong with you?
I like ass tastes.
Can I kill him?
Yes.
Yes, sir. I want to congratulate you. You're the
you're the only officer who noticed in the lobby that that man with a little bit of face paint and some store-bought dog ears was in fact not a dog.
Oh, thank you. You know, I thought he was a dog, and then I offered him a sausage. He said, no thanks. And I said, all dogs love sausages.
And that's why you're the best cop Los Angeles has to offer.
Oh, stop.
I won't stop, because I need you to get to the bottom of what broke down in our security systems. This goes way higher than that dog-biting man. I mean, the man who dressed like a dog who wanted to bite. There's someone behind this who wanted to hack in, I'm sure of it.
Someone trying to hack our scanners? Who would want to do that?
That's what I'm asking you.
Oh.
I have to sit behind this desk.
Well, I don't know. There are a couple people who are pretty mad at us.
Yeah, you're right. We've made a lot of enemies.
Yeah. Hmm.
So many people on this enemies list. We gotta get to the bottom of this. So many people on this enemy list. We gotta get to the bottom of this. Do you think it is that kid from second grade who I didn't invite to my birthday party? Do you think years later he'd have a big conspiracy that is full and hearty?
Maybe it is my ex-husband, Ron. He really doesn't like me. When I divorced him, I kicked him in the neck and said, try to find me, you sucker.
So many people on this enemy list. We gotta get to the bottom of this. We got so many people on this enemy's list. We gotta get to the bottom of this.
Okay, is it Ron? Maybe.
Seems like the perfect place to start. Now go out and do your part.
What about that kid from second grade? I think that's really likely, actually.
All right, I'll follow that lead.
Okay.
You follow all your neck injury leads.
Okay, it'll take a while.
So many people on your neck kicking list.
Hey, you wanted to see me, boss?
Yeah, get in here.
Yeah, what
now
is it?
You know I can't get out from behind this desk.
Yeah, boss, I understand.
It's the rule of being a boss of any corporation is that you are only a hologram projected from behind the desk from a remote location. I don't need to get into it with you. You
Wait,
know
what?
How it is.
Yeah, I kind of just found that out.
Really?
I've been really scared of you this whole time.
Oh, yeah, no.
Whoa.
The reason... No.
Whoa.
Oh, yeah, no, you can just go right through me. I mean, it's rude, but you can do it. Get your hand out of... Okay, don't pick my nose.
Whoa, whoa,
what are you doing?
Whoa,
that's
whoa, what,
hey,
whoa, whoa.
Stop it.
I'll stop.
Anyway,
I respect this.
All bosses are just holograms is the point I'm trying to make here. You know I can't get out from behind this desk.
I understand.
We lost an agent on the inside.
Who?
Jeff.
Jeff?
Yeah.
Jeff the ass-biting dog man?
Jeff the ass-bite, the very same.
Oh.
He made it in past the security.
Oh,
but then
no.
He couldn't keep his goddamn cool, and he immediately started biting people in the ass instead of doing what I told him to do, which was get into that super secret evidence locker and get that super secret, super incriminating evidence.
Oh, yeah. That real big pile of cocaine-shaped money.
Yeah. They're still holding it in there.
You can use it as currency
or
and
cocaine.
Cocaine. Yeah. Currency or cocaine.
And I'm supposed to sell it to the cat criminal cartel, but those dogs and cops are watching it day and night, and it was picked up from one of our boys, and we gotta get it back, otherwise this evil, shady, nameless corporation is in a lot of trouble.
Well, I know what I gotta do. I gotta call Jeff's mom because she's gonna be really upset that he died. He was our last living child. She's lost like four of her children. It's really sad to outlive your children.
Listen.
Oh.
Listen, Kenny.
Yeah?
You're starting to get a nickname around these parts.
What is that?
Kenny the Kind. That's not a good nickname for a criminal to have. Call his mom?
Yeah, I gotta call his mom. She lost all of her other children. I don't understand how you can grow up in the same household as good kids, and then some kids just turn out to not be as good. And then they all end up dying.
Yeah.
I gotta take her a fruit basket. Send her an edible arrangement or something.
I guess you could do all those things. But also, like, we need to keep your eye on the prize here, okay? I know you're gonna, like, feel a desire to do a lot of nice things, but I still need you. You're my number two in this shadowy, criminal, nameless organization.
Right. You're right. You're right. I gotta be bad. Yeah. I gotta be bad. It's just, I took this job because the future wasn't so bright. I wanted to be a veterinarian.
Yeah. And what did I promise you? After this one last score, I will pay your way through veterinarian school.
Okay.
I promise
I'm holding you to that.
It's one last job.
All right.
One last job.
One last job.
Just a job for the mob.
A job for the mob.
You gotta get that evidence back.
You gotta get it.
One last job. For the mob,
one job for the mob.
For this criminal alliance of human and cats
that shall remain unnamed.
We didn't think of a name, and then way too much time went by. It would be weird to think of a name for it now. That's too embarrassing for this kind of guy.
I was thinking of making a list, but I don't know where to start.
Sure.
Should I go alphabetic or numeric? This is really hard.
Yeah, I mean, I guess if we were gonna take a swing right now at choosing a name, it would make sense to start alphabetically. So I guess let's start with A.
We could call us Aardvark Evil Place.
Yeah, let's go with that. I think Aardvark Evil Place is the best organization to ally with cats.
Yeah, let's go Aardvark Evil Place.
The Aardvark Evil Place. With an evil little tongue licking lots of evil face. It's an Aardvark Evil Place.
Now don't call us armadillos, 'cause we are not that.
And don't call us anteaters. Bigger and fat.
Aardvark Evil Place.
Aardvark Evil Place.
We are the Aardvark Evil Place.
What were we supposed to be having this meeting about? We've gotten totally sidetracked.
Yeah, we gotta get that evidence.
Right, that evidence that is also money that's shaped like cocaine. Don't bring a fruit basket to Jeff's mom. Just go out there and get that, bring that pain. Bring
all the pain. Right. I'll go in the precinct. I'll sneak right through the back. And soon we'll get to the money cocaine. We'll be back on track.
That's right.
We gotta register Aardvark Evil Place down at the Bureau for Name Registry.
That's right. We have to do it. There is a certain system app that you cannot skip through. Also, here is a thing, and just tell me if I am insane.
Okay.
We should go online and check to make sure that's still an available domain name.
Oh yeah, aardvarkevilplace.com.
Oh no, it's taken.
aardvarkevilplace.org.
Yep, that's taken.
evilplace.geocities.com.
Yeah, that one's free. Now that's our website. aardvarkevilplace.geocities. aardvarkevilplace.geocities. I kind of always assumed it was pronounced GeoCities. So you go do that.
Yeah, I'll go do that.
Meow. Meow, 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 meow.
Meow, 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 meow.
Meow.
Okay, we have done our 2 hours of meowing. Now we can get back to evil business, meow.
Meow. Listen, I know we're not supposed to sample the merchandise, but... Does
anybody want to do some cocaine?
No, man, we're not supposed to get meow high on our own meow supply.
I would like to do some cocaine.
Okay.
I'm still pissed that that evil shadowy organization lost our cocaine money.
I heard they got a new name.
Well, yeah, what'd they choose?
The Aardvark Evil Place.
It's pretty good.
Well, hold on, let me check. No, this is a... This aardvarkevilplace.com is a zoo rescue website.
Yeah, and aardvarkevilplace.org is just a place for people to vent their emotions.
Hmm. Well, let's check aardvarkevilplace.geocities.
No one uses Geocities anymore.
I thought it was Geocities.
Is it?
I don't know.
I mean, Geocities is kind of redundant because geo just means, like... Place, world.
World. Geocities is not really even anything.
Yeah, at least it's like a cool thing, though.
Oh, it's like velocity.
Yeah, Geocity.
Oh, the world. It moves so fast. The internet.
Yeah, meow, 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 meow.
I think this is a setup.
What?
What? What?
I think they're setting us up. You see.
Wait, what? Sorry. What's a setup?
If our cocaine money is locked up in the police station. And we send them to go get it.
Oh, yeah.
But they say that we have to go get it.
Have they told us that we have to go get it?
I don't know.
That would definitely be a setup, but I don't think that's happened.
I can't really remember. Whenever they start telling us stuff, I a little bit get distracted by just anything swinging around.
Yeah. Me too. They're like plans and meetings and times and details and I think patch of sunlight. They say times and meetings and plans and details and I say I want to catch my tail all night.
Say plans and meetings and times and meetings and I say reflection from your watch on the wall over there. Now it's there, now it's gone. What happened? I forgot what we were talking about.
Because little lights on the wall.
I can keep. Have any of you ever actually caught one of those little lights?
No, they're so pesky.
So fast.
My brother did once.
Really?
And nobody ever saw him again.
Oh no!
Was that a portal?
Maybe. Or maybe the light people just didn't want their secret to get out.
You're saying something very interesting, but now fall asleep. Huh. You were saying something very interesting, but the thought I could not keep. I had to walk over here instead and look at you like I hate you. And then I had to come back to you and have some snack instead. Because plans and meetings and times and details, what were we talking about? Plans and meetings and times and details.
Oh my god, someone just opened a tuna can somewhere.
Plans and meetings and times and details.
Ooh, I think I have a hairball.
Plans and meetings and times and details.
Come on, get it out. Get it out. Take your time.
Wait, I got it.
We've all been there.
Yeah, no, please.
Work through it. Oh, you're so close. You're so close.
Plans and meetings and times and details.
Oh no, a cucumber!
Ding dong.
Hello.
Fresh.
Hello, Fresh.
Knock, knock.
I was legitimately surprised when you said that.
Knock, knock.
Knock, who's there?
Hello.
Fresh?
Yep.
Oh.
Ring, ring.
Hold on, I'm getting a phone call.
Ring, ring.
I'm sorry, this is so rude. We're in the booth. I shouldn't be answering the phone. Hello.
Fresh.
Hello, Fresh. Guys, HelloFresh is a meal kit delivery service that shops, plans, and delivers your favorite step-by-step recipes and pre-measured ingredients for you so you can just cook, eat, and enjoy.
Oh my gosh.
All of the ingredients are delivered right to your door in recyclable, insulated packaging and come pre-measured and handy-labeled meal kits, oh, so man. You know what to do.
You know what to do, and they offer a wide variety of chef-curated recipes that they change weekly, including, give me some plans.
It's a classic plan.
Classic plan.
Which comes with a variety of fish, meat, and seasonal produce.
It's a veggie plan.
Vegetarian recipes with plant-based proteins.
And a family plan.
Quick and easy meals the whole family will love. Better yet, you can choose a delivery day that works best for your busy schedule and even pause your account for weeks at a time.
I can pause
your
account for weeks at a time?
That's right.
You know what? Feel confident when cooking HelloFresh with the simple recipes outlined on pictured step-by-step instruction cards. If you can't read and you do read pictures, you can do it. Easy enough for babies to cook. Guaranteed. I'm making that up. Don't let your baby cook, guys.
But do let yourself cook for your baby with the family plan. I'm thinking about some of the delicious HelloFresh recipes I've cooked, like that Hall of Fame Juicy Lucy burger with tomato, onion, jam, and arugula salad.
So good.
So good.
So good. You know
guys,
what?
Guys, it was so delicious, and I kind of like, I was going a little carb light, so I just like ate it over the arugula salad sans bun, and it was so flipping good.
Got options within options. Everything I have made from them has been truly delicious and looked more like a real meal than anything I could have ever cooked by myself.
Yeah, are you just cooking weird slops like I am?
Yes, I'm just cooking weird slops.
Don't.
For $30 off your first week of HelloFresh, visit HelloFresh.com. Not gov, not edu.
Not net.
.com. And enter the promo code OffBook30. OffBook30.
Ahoy! Ahoy!
Ahoy. Who's there?
Hello!
Fresh!
Oh, and just a little sprinkle of this and just a pinch of this.
Jessica, what are you doing in this festively decorated kitchen?
Oh, thanks for noticing, Zach. Well, I'm just cooking some favorite holiday recipes passed down for generations and bringing a little spice to them with my spices from Spice Islands.
Are you bringing subpar spices?
No, I'm not.
Are you bringing average spices?
No, I'm not.
What kind of spices are you bringing?
I'm bringing quality spices that have been maintained with a strict standard for each item to ensure consistency, quality, and flavor.
Would you say premium spices?
Premium spices.
Very good.
Like, I'm making some pumpkin soup right now that I make for real with my family.
Okay.
And I've sauteed some leeks, but I'm going to put some turmeric in here. And I'm going to put some white pepper. And I'm going to put some other spices that I can get from Spice Islands, which I have right here. Dash, dash, dash. Sprinkle, sprinkle, sprinkle.
Ooh, I'm making some festive holiday Christmas pasta to celebrate Spaghetti the Yeti. And you know I'm putting in some garlic powder.
Hey. I have a question about that garlic powder.
Mm-hmm.
Does it have grittiness?
No, it does not. It's a true powder.
True powder for your true holiday dishes. So whether you're looking for flavor adventure or simply better tasting meals, fill your pantry and your pockets and your dreams.
Throw away everything you have and fill your life. Fill the void that is your life with spices from Spice Island and taste the difference
in every bottle. Visit SpiceIslands.com/offbook for more spice facts, #SpiceFacts, and delicious recipes, including one for spiced maple carrots. Nom, nom, nom.
Nom, nom, nom.
That's SpiceIslands.com/offbook. Book and pick up Spice Island spices in the premium spice section of your local retailers. Dash, 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 sprinkle, sprinkle, sprinkle.
Spaghetti the Yeti.
It's me. I'm your new partner.
Oh, cool. I've always wanted a dog partner.
What the fuck do you mean by that?
Oh. Nothing. I mean, nice to meet you. I'm Officer Pales.
Hi. Officer Scratchingtons.
Officer Pales and Officer Scratchingtons. A good name for a dog and a great name for a human.
Hey, thanks. Anyway, kind of new on the force, but you're the best cop in this precinct, so anything you need, just leave it to me. I am half golden retriever and half chow, so...
Oh. So if I have a leash, should I just... I don't know, whistle or take out a piece of kibble.
I mean, I'm right here. You could just tell me.
Oh, yeah, of course. Of course. Sorry.
You've never had you said this before. You're just not used to having a partner who is a dog.
Yeah, when I went up through cop school.
Mm-hmm. Cop school.
Yeah, it was before they let dogs on the force, so I only learned how to work with humans.
Yeah, that's fair. You're old school. I get it.
Yeah, yeah, I'm old school and I got old school rules.
Oh, well, like what?
Like, you always put your gun in a holster.
Okay, I can do that.
Mm-hmm. You drive a cop car, not a different car.
All right, I can get along with that.
And the biggest old school rule of all. When you're a cop, you gotta be mean. You gotta be frowning and you gotta be seen. Not being nice to anybody. If they get look at you, you gotta kick them in their body. No cop should be friendly. Lick you on the hand or play fetchy. Cops are humans and cops are jerks. That's how we catch a bunch of perps. We're mean.
Mean, mean, 'cause we're mean.
Mean, mean.
Be the meanest two cops anyone's ever seen. Cause we're mean, mean, mean.
That's right. Okay. What did you learn in cop school for dogs?
Oh, it's pretty much the same thing. Oh, in cop school for dogs, when you break into a house with someone selling a bunch of drugs, you run up to their face and lick them on the face and wait for them to give you a rub. And then they scratch you behind the ears, and then when the least suspects, you let him scratch you on the ears a little bit more, and then you double dog kick him in the neck. You be mean, mean, mean. You get mean, mean, mean. You're a neck kicker, we're a perfect team, 'cause we're mean, mean, mean.
Well, I can work with that.
Okay. Let's get in your car then.
Okay, you want to ride in the trunk or you want to ride? You know,
in
you
the trunk?
You know, you always put a dog in the trunk.
You never put a dog in the trunk.
Sure, sure, sure. Of course.
Okay, that was like a fun joke because you're being mean.
Yeah, exactly.
Sure, yeah.
Exactly,
no, I would not like to ride in the trunk.
No, nobody ever put a dog in the trunk.
In fact, let me drive.
Okay.
You have to work the pedals though. I'll work the steering wheel. You were here. You sit down here.
Okay.
Okay, I'll get on your lap.
Okay.
You can now scratch from behind your ear a little bit.
Okay.
Okay.
You want a pair of sunglasses?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh,
here.
God, I've always wanted a pair of sunglasses.
There you go.
Do you have any leads? Where are we supposed to go?
Okay. Well,
who's your
my
topic?
Orders. Well, my orders were to track down a bunch of people who I kicked and maybe made angry, but I also just got a tip from one of my inside people that we might want to check out a cat lair.
I fucking hate cats.
I know, me too.
I fucking hate every single goddamn motherfucking cat.
Yes, see? That's what I'm talking about. That good old mean cop juice.
There are no good cats. All cats are bad. It's not a prejudice, it's fact. All cats are bad.
Okay, yeah. Great.
If I see a cat, I'll fucking grab him by the neck and throw him around in the air. If he lands on his feet, I'll grab him by the neck and throw him again.
Yeah.
And if he runs up a tree, I'll sit by that tree for days if I have to.
That's exactly how I feel about criminals.
Yeah, cats.
Yeah. Okay, so I think we should maybe take a stop to a little corner I know, a bar where a bunch of cats hang out.
Okay, can we stop here real quick, though?
Oh.
I have to pee.
Oh, yeah.
Take me out of the car. I have to pee.
Okay, sure. Okay. Yeah. Yeah, there's a little fire hydrant over there.
All right. Ooh, it's back in the car.
Okay,
put me on your lap.
Okay.
Can I have those sunglasses back?
Yeah.
Okay, let's go. Where are we going?
Okay, we're going to the scratching post.
Okay.
Yeah, could you just rub a little harder on the shoulders?
Yes.
Thanks so much. My ex-wife kicked me in the neck, and it's an old injury that haunts me.
Ooh.
So actually, you could just ignore the full body massage. I just need a neck massage.
Okay, well, I still have to charge you the same amount.
That's fine. Just I want you to spend 60 minutes rubbing my neck.
All right.
Oh, my ex-wife.
Wait, what? Can I please hear this story? I'm going to turn off this smooth jazz. I want to hear this.
Oh, it didn't work. Turn it off again.
I'm sorry. I'm in the room next door. My client really liked the smooth jazz on. We only have
one. Fine, I'll just tell you about my darn ex-wife over some smooth jazz.
All right.
But could you just keep rubbing my neck while I do it?
Absolutely, I'll never stop.
Okay, fine. And let's do a really weird version of a massage where we stand facing each other.
Okay.
Oh, this is very intimate, but thank you.
My name is Hans, by the way.
Oh, thanks, Hans. My name's Ron.
Oh, they kind of rhyme.
Hans and Rons.
Doobity-doo. Scooby-doo-ah. My ex-wife kicked me in the neck.
Oh.
Oh. Da-ba-doo-doo. Do-ba-do-ba-do-ah. Scooby-doo-doo. My wife kicked me in the neck. Scooby-doo-dee. A little harder, Hans.
You got it.
A scooby-doo-ba-doo.
Scooby-doo.
A scooby-doo-doo-ah.
Gonna tell you a little bit about trust. Here's a story.
Oh, yeah. Okay, thanks, Hans.
Scooby-doo-dee.
Scoo-dee-dee.
I had just graduated from massagery school. I took my wife home, and she said, "You're a fool, you got a fake degree." I said, "I paid $70,000 for massagery school." She looked me dead in the face and said, "Yaka!" That was her hand, she karate chopped my neck.
Oh no, she's karate chopped your neck. Scooby-Doo-Wah, we're just two guys who got broken hearts and injured necks.
Our wives are abusive, but it's okay. We can stand in here and talk about anything you want. I also went to therapy school.
School?
Yes, massage therapy school.
Huh.
I give you a massage while I give you therapy.
Hans, I wish I'd come to you before I set my wife up for an elaborate setup. I feel like if I had gotten some of this anger off of my chest, I wouldn't have gotten in line with a shady, evil corporation and a cat cartel, but it's too late. The die is cast.
Well, according to my degree and the oath that I took as a therapist, though it be a massage therapist, I have to report you because you have an active threat out.
No! Scoobity, no!
Scoobity, yes!
Scoobity, how could you do this?
You shouldn't have told me that threat. Now I have to tell the cops.
No! Scoobity, no!
I'm calling the cop phone.
Scoobity, no! Hans and Ron's, I thought they were forever.
One.
Scoobity 911. Scoobity 911. 911, what's your emergency? Scoobity bop bop.
Yes, my name is Hans.
Oh, yep, what can I do for you? Scoobity bop bop.
I need to get a cop down to my spa.
Oh, a spa? Okay, great.
Yes, I'm a massage therapist, and somebody in their massage therapy session just told me that they're going to harm someone.
Oh.
So I have to tell.
I'm rerouting our best team right now. You have a scoobity great day.
Thank you. Well, Ron, looks like this is the end of the road for Hans and Ron's.
Can you at least give me my 20 minutes that remain of my shoulder rub?
It is my oath to do as such.
Thank you. Thanks for coming to Edible Arrangements. Most people just call or order online.
Hey, my name is Kenny.
Oh, yeah. Welcome back, Kenny.
Thanks. I know I'm in here a lot, but I like coming in and talking to you.
Hey, Kenny's back.
I am. It's me. How's it going?
Good.
Hi, guys. I gotta send a special one today, and I'm actually going behind my boss's back to do this.
Oh, a sneaky basket.
A sneaky special.
Basket, yes. So this can't get out.
Oh, but you know we keep all of our secrets.
One of my coworkers was, how do I put this lightly, murdered.
Whoa!
Yeah.
Well, you know
don't have a sorry your coworker was murdered basket.
But it's actually...
I've been working on one.
What?
Ooh.
It's Tina from the back, remember?
Tina?
Tina, you're always making all these baskets that we're like, we don't have, this doesn't happen enough to be a useful basket for us to advertise.
I just like to be prepared.
All right, well, yeah, I guess we do have a... You're sorry your coworker was murdered basket.
I also have a sorry I gave you herpes basket.
Tina!
Tina!
I give you two for one!
Yeah, did you give anyone herpes?
No, but I can't turn down a deal.
Okay.
I'll take it.
What's in that basket? Just out of curiosity, Tina, what is in that basket?
Bunch of grapes.
Ew! That's not an edible arrangement, Tina. We gotta make them look like fun shapes or flowers.
Well, hold on. Maybe the grapes are arranged in a certain way.
What are
they arranged like?
A big lump. Because herpes are not fun. I thought it shouldn't be a fun one.
I guess that's true. All right. Tina, do you have any, like, happier specific baskets?
Oh, sure. Sorry, your friend had a baby and you wanted it.
And you wanted it? What do you mean?
Well, it's like...
What is the scenario that leads to this basket being purchased?
Well, if your friend has a baby, that's happy, but you wanted it, so you get a basket for you.
And
it looks like a baby. A melon head and a melon body.
Oh, wait, you wanted the basket or the baby?
The baby.
So you make a fruit baby for a woman who wanted her friend's baby?
Now you're catching on.
Okay. Any others?
Oh, many of them. Edible arrangements, edible arrangements. I make many kinds of edible arrangements for occasions like, sorry, your nose fell off after you got gangrene in the Congo.
Your nose fell off after you got gangrene in the Congo?
It happened to my cousin. He was sad for days.
Okay, well...
Edible arrangements, edible arrangements.
We make all sorts of edible arrangements.
All kinds of occasions. Like, sorry you ate a Band-Aid cause you thought it was a tiny burrito.
Ooh, I've done that.
Really?
Been there, yeah. There was one time I was very hungry. I looked at my knee. You know, like in a cartoon where somebody's hungry and some other object turns into a turkey leg? That's what that Band-Aid did on my knee. So I ripped it off and I rolled it up and I took a big bite and I said, gulp, gulp. And it was not very fulfilling.
Wow, sorry,
I wish I had an edible arrangement.
Edible arrangements.
Edible arrangements for all kinds of occasions like gangrene noses and Band-Aid burritos. Sorry, I think that's neato. What other ones do you have?
Oh, so many you couldn't imagine. Like, sorry you're sick. Sorry you're angry. Sorry your dad turned out to be a goddad with a second family.
Just out of curiosity, are all of them apologies? Are any of them positive baskets you could just give to someone who had something good in their life?
Oh, of course, I have a whole congratulations collection. Congratulations, you successfully stole that baby. Congratulations, you drove a motorcycle off a cliff. Congratulations, you finally got a nose job and look like Robert De Niro like you always wanted, even though you are a little girl.
Edible arrangements, edible arrangements, edible arrangements, edible arrangements.
You have all kinds of edible arrangements.
Ooh, a burrito.
Nope.
Nope.
Are you sure?
Yes, I'm sure.
Okay.
Hey, Tina?
Yeah?
Do you have a basket that says, not sorry your coworker was murdered, but sorry your last remaining son was murdered?
Oh, let me see. Well, I have one that says, sorry your second to last remaining son was murdered, but I could probably remove the second to last.
Well, actually, he does have a brother that we don't know if is
dead yet, just missing.
Oh, so maybe I'll put a sorry your maybe second to last son was murdered?
Yeah, that'd be great. Can you stuff it full of blood oranges and cantaloupe?
Oh, hey, of course.
Hmm? You're really good at this.
You think so?
Yeah, I mean, my last day is at the end of the week, and boy, oh boy, do I wish I had someone to replace me, but I don't. Anyway, nice to see you.
Wait, hold on, wait a second. Don't lock the door yet.
Yeah, well.
Do you guys really need somebody to work here?
Yeah, and you know, it can be a side job. Like, for me, I'm using it to save up to go to coding school. Do you have anything like that?
I have another job, yes.
I'm not like a dream to... I meant working a dream, towards.
Yeah. I like, do. I forgot it.
Oh, we all get lost, Kenny.
I forget my dreams all the time.
I work so long. Maybe you'll meet someone that can help you remember it.
Yeah, maybe so. All right, guys, I got to get out of here. But, hey, how about I apply online?
Sure. You just go to ediblearrangements.geocities.
I thought it was pronounced GeoCities.
Doesn't matter.
All right, I'll remember that.
Here we are, the Scratchin' Post.
Okay, well, I think the only way for us to get into this place is for you to sit on my shoulders and put on a wig so we look like a tall human.
Hey, listen, Pales and Scratchingtons, I need you to divert where you're going. We got a hot tip on a massage parlor, a day spa.
Oh, I can't get a massage. It makes me want to kick someone.
Yeah, we need to know. They're holding a guy named Ron there.
Ron?
Yep, they're holding a guy named Ron.
Can you be more specific? There's probably a lot of Rons in the world.
Well, I mean, it's just I'm just sorry. You need to go to Fifth and Main.
Does he have male pattern baldness but a sexy mustache?
I don't know. I'm just the dispatch. You're supposed to just normally with dispatch, you just sort of move the car when they say.
Can you call back and ask?
Oh, fine.
Scoobity bop bop a doop bop. Scoobity bop bop. Scoobity.
Hello.
Hey.
Hands with Hans.
Scoobity Hans, can you tell me what Scoobity Ron looks like?
Well, let's see. He's got a big old shiny head, but a real thick mustache.
Okay, thank you. That's enough. He's got a shiny head, but a mustache. Is that enough? Mm-hmm. Can you guys just, put on the old whoop, whoop, whoop? And
yep, I'll do it. Hold on. Which one of these? Nope, that's the windshield wiper. That's the windshield wiper. I don't have enough dexterity to be able to hit the little button. Can you hit it?
Yes, I can do it.
Okay.
I don't know. Can I ask you something?
Hold on, I'm yelling out the window.
Oh, look, a dog!
Okay, I'm done. What?
I feel really nervous. Ron's my ex-husband, and I haven't seen him since I kicked him in the neck and said, see you later.
Oh, well... Did you have a good reason for kicking him in the neck?
He just was always eating my popcorn when I got a bowl of popcorn.
Can I tell you something? Food is the most important thing, and when someone tries to take food from you, you can do whatever the fuck you want to that person.
Thank you. Literally nobody else seems to relate to that.
Oh, that is a widely held belief in the dog cop community.
Well, listen, Ron's dangerous, okay?
Okay.
Nobody knows this, but he's got a black belt in karate, and he is always fully armed with a belt full of knives.
Hi, welcome to the day spa. Can I interest you in a waxing, a rub, a hot stone?
I'll have a rub.
Okay. How long would you like that rub?
Right now, forever.
Scratchington.
What?
We have work to do.
Oh, right. Starting later.
Okay.
I'd like to book that for tomorrow.
Okay. Swedish?
What does that mean?
It's just a style of rub.
Okay. Yes.
I'm putting you down for an 80-minute Swedish rub.
Yep.
And you can try to extend it for as long as you want. Anything else I can do for you?
Yes, we have a lead that there might be a gentleman in the massage room that we need to speak to.
Oh, sure. You can go ahead and just wander on down.
Wander on where? Ha, ha, kick!
Oh, wow.
Ouch. Why'd you kick me in the neck? I don't know. I just can't help it.
It's okay. We don't have time. Let's go.
Down here, officers, down here. Mm.
Well, there's so much smooth jazz playing in this room.
Mm, it's really relaxing.
Hi, I'm Hans. I'm the one that called. There he is, right there.
Hello.
Oh.
Good to see you again. I mean that. I'm sorry.
Good to see you too, Ron. How have you been? What's been going on? You look good. Did you lose weight?
Yes, I did. Thank you for noticing. Did you do something different with your hair?
Yeah, I did. I it's a bob.
Oh, yeah. I like that.
Thanks.
Okay, well, this has been great, but we have to bring you in because we have a hot tip from, I assume, this gentleman?
Yes, yes, listen, I'll confess. I was gonna set you up because, well, you kicked me in the neck and you broke my heart, and so
sorry.
I got in touch with my old college roommate, Shadowy Hologram Boss, and, I backed up. We were going to set you up that you were in league with the cat cartel. But I know now that if I'd gotten a massage before, I could have let out some of this anger and resentment.
Well, Ron, I just have one thing to say. I'm sorry. Look, I was an old school cop before. All I knew was how to be mean, how to react to things one way with a swift kick in the neck. But now that I have a partner who's not old school, but
still mean? Are you mean? Oh, no.
I mean, no. Honestly, no. I was just trying to impress my new partner. I'm a golden retriever half chow. I don't have a mean bone in my body.
Just funny that you said bone.
Hey,
sorry.
That's really inappropriate.
Do you have a bone? You have a bone?
No.
Do you have a bone?
No.
Where's the bone?
I'm sorry.
Where's the bone?
I don't have one.
Where is it?
I don't have one.
Do you have one?
I'm so sorry.
Do you have one?
I don't have one.
Where is it?
I shouldn't have said it.
Where is there one?
Why did I say it?
Where
if
is
I didn't
there
have
one?
One? No, I'm
Do
sorry.
Do you know where one is?
Maybe at a store.
Okay, which store?
I think the closest one is in 0.2 miles.
Where's that?
0.2 miles northwest.
Northwest?
Yep.
From here?
Nope.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Wait, Scratchington!
Someone has to pay me for this massage.
I will. I will, Hans.
Ron, now that my partner is gone, I don't know, do you think maybe with your martial arts experience and your belt full of knives, we could go stop this evil plan from unfurling together?
I'd love to. There's nothing I'd love more than to kick other people in the neck standing side by side with you. And I know just where to find them. Let's go.
Okay, guys, should we end choir practice?
Yeah. Wait, can we do Handel's Messiah one more time?
All right, fine, but this is the last time.
We can just go from the most recognizable part of it.
Yeah, okay.
Meow, 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 meow,
it's me and my maybe reunited wife. And we're here to stop all you cats. The jig is up, the deal is off. We're taking you all in.
Yeah, you can't take us in because we forgot what crime we were committing.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we got nothing on us, copper. Because, meow, we don't remember what we were supposed to do.
Yeah, meow, we wrote down meeting detail plan, but nothing next to it. So we've just been singing Handel's Messiah. You got nothing on us.
Oh, all right. Well, in this case, well, I guess we should reroute to the shadowy hologram guy.
Mm. Oh, you mean Evil Aardvark?
Oh. Did they register that yet?
I think so. At Geocities?
Oh, cool. Bye, cats.
Bye.
Bye, meow. Meow, meow.
How do you pronounce... Is it Excelsis Deo?
Yeah, I said it's Excelsis Deo.
Excelsis Deo. We gotta get someone who knows Latin in here.
Yeah.
Hey, what is the meaning of this?
Yeah, what you doing in my office where me and Kenny were hanging out?
Yeah.
Kenny?
Yeah?
Why are you covered in fruit?
I have to confess something to you, hologram boss.
What?
I still got an edible arrangement for Jeff's mom.
Damn it, Kenny.
Also, I got a job at the local edible arrangement.
What?
Yeah. I have dreams. And I can't remember what those are.
I do. You wanted to be a veterinarian.
That's what it was. That's what it was.
I was going to help you do that.
Oh. Yeah.
How does this get you towards your dream? I guarantee you, you do not make enough money working at the edible arrangements place.
No, but I'm happy there. I can bring kindness to everybody's life. Also, I'm no longer going by Kenny. And from now on, call me Kenneth.
Oh, nice to meet you, Kenneth.
Nice to meet you, too.
And, you know, I realized I didn't want to be evil either. That's why I'm here with my reunited, amazing wife to stop you. Shadowy hologram.
Well, there's nothing you can do because I'm a hologram. You ever tried to kick a hologram in the neck?
I bet I could do it hard enough and it would work.
Maybe if we...
It's not working.
Kick him together.
Guys. What? No, I don't think that's the problem.
I know what it is, yo. But he's being streamed in from closed circuit television.
Will you shut up?
All I have to do is push eject on this VCR.
Kenneth, no.
You kind of clay.
Did that kill him? And what happened? Did that just end the hologram, or?
That ended the hologram.
But that human is still somewhere?
Yeah, he is definitely still somewhere.
But far away, or close by, or what's up?
I just learned he was a hologram, like, last week.
You never tried to touch him?
You don't just touch people.
Yeah, especially not your boss, yeah. Right? You can't just touch
him. You know what I think, guys? This is good enough. This is good enough. Let's not worry about other stuff, because this is good enough. This is good enough. It's been a long day and things got really rough, so this is good enough. Because no plan is happening.
Gonna pay for veterinary school, but
this is good enough. This is good enough.
It's Tina. I came here from Edible Arrangements. I made a bunch of grapes, and the card says
this is good enough. This is good enough.
This is good enough. It's true. Because
I pounced on it. I couldn't believe
Imagine if John Lennon could give you life advice.
It's easy if I try.
Yeah, I can try really easily. Like, I'm imagining it, and it's called Questions for Lennon, and it's a Stitcher Premium series back for season 4.
You're telling me there have been 1 through 3 seasons of people asking John Lennon questions and I didn't know about it?
Now you know, because you're imagining it, and I'm telling you. John Lennon, played by Mike Hanford, teams up with guests to answer questions sent in by listeners.
Well, I feel like a real Lucy in the sky with diamonds.
Yeah,
you know that old saying.
Yeah, I feel like that too. I feel like a real Rocky Raccoon because I know that fans of Comedy Bang Bang know Mike Hanford's John Lennon character, and now you can get so much more of him. In fact, good old Scotty Ox stops by this season.
I like me some Scotty Ox, and I love me some Mike Hanford. He's a funny dude.
These are funny people, and other guests include Betsy Sidaro, Paul Rust, Aaron Whitehead, Darcy Carden, and Paul F. Tompkins. Whoa.
We have all of them here
except for Paul Rust. Paul Rust, we're coming for
you. Coming for you, Paul Rust.
We will claim you in the middle of the night and make you improvise a musical with us.
You have to promote a Netflix show or whatever it is you happen to be working on in the moment.
But in the meantime, listen to Questions for Lennon on Stitcher Premium, and you can get a free month of Stitcher Premium, which has so much great content, guys. For a free month, go to stitcherpremium.com/Lennon and use promo code OFFBOOK. There's so much good stuff to find there. Listen to Questions for Lennon. That was 2024, the musical.
Yep.
Yeah, great.
2024, the musical. Thank you so much for coming out to the Gold Room
Theater.
Community Theater, where we, of course, have just performed
a full production of 2024, the musical. Thank you so much. You guys were a great audience. We'd love to bring out the entire cast and creative team, the production crew. Welcome them out on stage.
Here they come, choreographer, director. Give them all a round of applause. Here they come.
Writer, props master, costume designer.
Anyone you could possibly have a question for, all of you in the audience right now. This is what we call our talk back.
Yes, a talk back.
So if any of you would like to raise your hand and have a question for anyone in the cast or involved in the production for any way, just reach your hand up and we will come out and find you. It seems like we have one right here. Hello, what's your question?
How much is that pre-planned? I mean, because this is the first time I've seen you guys, so you're amazing. You're amazing.
Thank you so much. This musical is, of course, 2024. We've been workshopping it for years, yes?
That's right, yeah. 2024, the musical has gone through several workshops, unlike a hugely popular podcast, Off Book, the improvised musical, which is 100% made up on the spot.
Yes, worth mentioning that if the first time we did it, it was entirely made up on the spot. But this is, of course, way deep into our rehearsal process.
That's right. You've all been transported to a theater where you've watched a full-scale production. But if you're referring to the incredibly popular Off Book musical podcast, it's 100% improvised. Thank you so much for your question. We have another question. Oh, yeah, way back there.
Yes. Hello, hello, hello.
I've got a question for the props master. Mm-hmm. The stick that Officer Scratchkin brings at the end,
mm-hmm.
is that actual mahogany?
Yes.
Great question.
It is actual mahogany. The stick was grounded down from a mahogany piano and turned back into a stick.
And a lot of us said, hey, Clark, that's maybe a lot of expense and work for a stick and also a waste of a beautiful piano. But Clark has a backstory for every prop.
Yes.
And in this case, it was that in the year 2024, pianos are outlawed. So a stick could not exist.
Well, and may I jump in? I'm Rebecca. I'm the corporate sponsor from GeoCities, of course.
That's right. Which we're so happy to have you here, yeah. Rebecca. Thank you so much.
Oh, I mean, so pleased to be here. I think of myself as first and foremost a creator. Creative. And I just, once we came on board, we were so happy. We said no expense is too high to bring this to life.
Yes.
So a piano, a bunch of actual ivory jewelry for many people for a scene that was ultimately cut. Mm-hmm. Yeah. We're on board.
I mean, you know, at the end of the day, I'm a prop master, not a prop piece of shit. So, there you have it.
True master of props.
Yes.
Any other questions? Yes, we have a couple here.
So you always hear that it's hard to work with dogs and animals on set. I was wondering how it is when you have so many dogs and cats on set together. Was that difficult?
I can speak for me personally. I was very difficult to work with. I am in dog equity
which is different from human equity, but it is a union, and we have certain standards to work with. But I should say that we, I as a dog, have no problem working with the many cats who are in this production.
Likewise. I'll speak for the cats. This is just sort of flip the script. We were very easy to work with.
Yes.
Most people would think, oh, the cats, they're going to be temperamental. They're going to be walking over to their trailers. They're going to be in their dressing rooms. They're going to have a lot of demands. They're going to need a lot of naps. But all five cats in this production, we go 14 hours straight, where the dogs, I think you have, what, every 45 minutes a nap?
Mm-hmm. Every 45 minutes a nap. Every 22 minutes a walk.
And every 5 minutes a rub, so.
And then, of course, there's union-mandated treat time.
That's right.
It was a little hard for me as a dog because, to get a little personal, I spent some time in dog prison, and in prison you have to take alliances, and I had to align myself with the dogs.
For those of you that are just listening, this is the actor that played Kenny, of course. With the character is a human, but the actor is a dog.
Yes, I am a dog.
Incredible range. Mm-hmm. Incredible range. Great, I think we have time for...
Time for one more? Sure.
I have a question for the musical director. Will the Smooth Jazz soundtrack be available on Spotify or in Starbucks worldwide?
Oh, great question. What do you think?
No.
He's a man of few words, which was tough to collaborate with, but also just really gave us a lot of like firm boundaries, which was helpful. So yeah, unfortunately, because of our deal with Geocities, they have a feud with Starbucks, and so will not be available.
But we do have a streaming music site, Geocities. It's called Geocitify.
And originally, they did ask us to include a full song about Geocitify.
It was cut in later versions of the show. But we actually do have the Geocitify.
Easy to say.
Song that we wrote for, of course, GeoCities. You got a website. You really want a website, bub. But your domain is taken on com and also on OrganGov.
You want to tell people where you are online, but .biz is taken.
Madeline, where
can the people find you if they want to seek you out?
Oh, gosh. I got a Twitter I barely use, but it's at Madeline Walter. And check out the Definitely Dying podcast on the UCB Comedy Podcast Network.
It's hilarious. Please check it out. That's Definitely Dying. Carl, where can the people find you?
I'm on all things social at DammitCarl, DammitCarl. And I'm always at UCB. So if you come there. And also watch Ghosted Sunday nights at 8:30.
That's
tonight.
Right.
Set your DVR.
Thank you so much for coming out live. It's so great to have you here. We still love and need so much for people to write reviews and subscribe to us. If you could do that, that helps us so much. Thank you so much, LA Podfest.
Thank you, LA Podfest, for having us. Thank you guys so much. Thanks for
bye-bye.
Coming out.
Bye-bye. Hey, thanks for listening to Off Book Musical Podcast. Also, we want to thank a couple more people. The first one we want to thank is, hey, the Facebook group. Join the Facebook group. It's great. Just type in Off Book. There's cool people there. There's cool art there. It's all cool stuff. But the second one is Mac Weldon coming back again, keeping the wheels on our money bus.
You know, think about it. It makes sense because, like, the base of a good day is good socks and underwear.
That's true.
So the base of a good podcast is the same thing. Yeah. This is just a good day.
We're just the kingdom built on underwear.
We all are. So look down deep in your soul and realize you needed that underwear.
Yeah. And then look in your pants and realize that Mac Weldon is better than what you're wearing.
That's right. Thanks, Mac Weldon.
Thanks, Mac Weldon. You're the best. Go to MacWeldon.com. Get 20% off your purchase using the promo code
OFFBOOK.
Dip-a-dip-a-doo.
This is Bill Macy, and you're listening to Gilbert Gottfried's amazing podcast.
Amazing Colossal Podcast.
Amazing Colossal. I'll do it again.
This is Richard Lewis, and you're listening to the... Wait, Gilbert Gottfried's amazing what?
Colossal Podcast.
Okay.
Hi, this is Bill Macy. You're listening to Gilbert Gottfried's amazing podcast. Colossal! Yeah, you keep leaving out colossal!
Hi, I'm Dee Wallace, and you're listening to Gilbert Gottfried's amazingly colossal podcast, baby!
Isn't this Gilbert Gottfried's amazing colossal podcast with Bill Macy?
Yes.
That's what I just said!
Gilbert Gottfried's Amazing Colossal Podcast, available on iTunes, Earwolf, Stitcher, and wherever podcasts can be heard. New episodes every Monday, with bonus episodes on Stitcher Premium every Thursday. Go to gilbertpodcast.com for more info.
This has been an Earwolf production, executive produced by Scott Aukerman, Chris Bannon, and Colin Anderson. For more information and content, visit earwolf.com.